That slow start was blamed on old man winter making an extended stay with snowstorms and late ice clogging shipping traffic. But St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation acting administrator Craig Middlebrook says while North America's economy is picking up steam, China and Europe are sluggish.
Europe is still sorting out a number of things, and particularly on the steel front, which is a big import commodity for us, that's had an effect.
So Seaway cargo is down 12% so far this year, even with tonnage up in May. Middlebrook says a bright spot is grain trade, which was smacked down by drought last year.
One of the harder U.S. grain seasons in memory. This year completely turned around, and in fact outpacing the export of Canadian grain. So we look to see that continuing, and happily that's buoyed some of the downturn right now in the coal area, in the iron ore area, in the steel area.
The Duluth Superior Port is down more than 10%. Port Authority Director Adolf Ojard thinks traffic is picking up.
There's a general sense that there is an improvement in business climate out there. We haven't seen those numbers yet in steel production, and conversely, that's going to relate to some of the iron ore production. So right now, it's a little premature, but there's a general good feeling of economic climate.
U.S.-flagged vessels, ships that trade only in the Great Lakes, saw an increase of 3% in May, but is down 7% overall. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.